Jones and Keefe, or as I sometimes refer to it, Keefe and Jones, coming up. Adam Jones is here now. Hello.
Hello.
I got a lot of driving time with the show yesterday because I was going down to Plymouth to present the Community Hero Award at Chick-fil-A. Show sounds great.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
I enjoyed it.
Or is it just because you gave us some good corn facts yesterday, some Jonathan Davis facts?
Not corn the vegetable, corn the band.
Correct.
And I was delighted to jump on, and if that's okay.
Oh, of course.
I will be happy to jump on anytime.
I just gave this invite off the air, but I said not to make you guys work extra, Courtney, Wiggy, but
you don't have to worry about that with either one of them.
Standing invite anytime you want to come on, Keefe and Jones, as you like to refer to it.
Yes.
More than welcome. Standing
I'm always
invite.
Here for, you know, at least through your first couple of segments in the back
really?
Office, so
always
whenever you need
define
me.
Fine, always.
I would say.
You flex every other day.
Haven't flexing at least a week. And
but, yes, please. Please come on the show.
Did you say no, Wiggy? You said no.
No, I'll sit in all the time.
Wiggy leaves at 9:59.
I thought Wiggy was like, no, I'm not going to.
No.
Wiggy starts his truck up before the final commercial break of the show.
So. But if you say, hey, would you stay on? I always do it.
Yep. Nice.
So I don't mind hanging around.
Good to know.
Gives me more time to get out my opinions.
Yeah.
Will you carry Gerard Mayo live today?
Yes, we're going to break a little early. We'll make sure we're because I know he's known to hit the podium early. Yep. We'll break early, and I heard you guys discussing this today. I'd expect him to, I would hope, he comes in and makes an announcement today. He's had time to address the team.
You have to, right?
I would think you have
to,
yeah.
The locker room up to media. He has to tell them before they go in there and start berating all of the players.
Well, and if they don't, it speaks to the whole organization's not aligned. They're not on the same page. They have to present themselves as aligned and make an announcement. I think there's only one or two other teams that haven't announced a quarterback yet.
You can theoretically, if it's a real quarterback competition, I guess you could have it run right down to the wire.
You could.
But
that looks like a mess, right? We all agree that looks like a mess.
Yes, I don't. I mean, who do you think, if he is going to announce it today, who do you think it's going to be?
Brissett. I think it's the wrong decision, but Brissett.
Wrong decision, but Jacoby Brissett.
Yes.
Then that means they're not aligned.
No, I agree, though, but they're not, right?
It's my conspiracy theory is coming to light. It's that, you know, and they have those investigation boards when they're investigating the mob or any criminal organization.
Yeah, the string
and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Even though it looks like Mayo might be the godfather, the don of the family, or the head of the La Cosa Nostra, he's not. We know it's Elliot Wolf, and he's pulling the strings here because look at the offensive side of the football. No carryover with any coaches that Mayo worked with. And Mayo's been here for what, 8 years? We talked about Nick Kelly. What a great hire he would be at offensive coordinator. Yep. None of the offensive guys, Troy Brown's gone. Nobody's connected to Mayo on offense.
And no, they're not. And
they're all connected to Elliott.
He got, you know, a lot of holdover on defense, but he played with Dante Hightower, right? He got to pick Hightower. He had offensive teammates. None of those guys are here.
I'm assuming he wanted Brian Belichick to stay.
Right. I would think he signed off on some of that. Yeah. And look, maybe it's a lack of connection. And, you know, what he's worked with the last few years is like Patricia, Judge, guys you wouldn't want to retain. But no, I think that conspiracy theory makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, 1 o'clock, 1:15.
Yes. We'll be carrying Gerard Mayo live. Have you guys talked to any RFK Jr.? Any of this whale story? Have you seen this?
I did see that story. He has an odd fascination with executing animals in weird ways.
Well, they're already dead, but yes. But chopping whales' heads off, chainsaws.
Very strange.
Yes.
This occurred at the Kennedy compound.
Correct.
And he took the head of the whale. I'm sure you're going to talk about it, so I don't want to ruin it. But,
no, you're not ruining
kinda,
it.
It's kind of Mitt Romney-like, where he put it on the top of a vehicle, the head of a whale.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I was seeing all over social media?
Yes, that's what. Well, I'm assuming that or Courtney's boob. Those are the two things really that are all over social media.
Burning up the internet. Yes.
But so you're going
to
talk about?
Yeah,
that,
we'll get to a little bit of that today. We have a few other items. Gerard Mayo live, like you discussed, but a lot of quarterback stuff today as well. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well. Jones and Keefe, Keefe and Jones. Next, we are back tomorrow morning. Great show, everybody.
Good job. Happy hump day.
Tomorrow, Jelani Tavai at 7:30 and Red Sox front office report at 9. Thank you for your patronage.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. parts.